I need to be so transparent with you guys. This is like take 7, maybe even take 8. I've actually sat here for the last 30 minutes trying to get the best introduction to introduce myself. It's been difficult. I won't lie to you. So I said, this is the last time. This is the last take I'm doing, and we're just going to get started. Otherwise, there will be no podcast episode. That's the conversation I had to have with myself. But you're probably thinking, what am I talking about? If you guys didn't notice already, this is episode 5, and this episode is a bit different. So there is no guest on this episode. This is a solo episode. Myself, Victor Sasanya, your host of the Valuable Podcast, just talking directly to you. And did I know this was more difficult than I anticipated? I think maybe because I've always had a guest. I've never done a solo podcast. It sounds so weird because there's no one on the other side. It's like me just staring at this laptop talking to myself, which is quite weird. So wow, bear with me guys if I waffle. I don't know, you guys are listening, so I hope you can continue to listen and make sure to check out the other episodes with the ones that I did have with guests, because I think they're really of value. But in this episode, what I'm going to be doing is answering some of the questions that you guys have asked. So I put out a post on my Instagram saying, if you have any questions that you want me to answer, I'm going to do it in the solo podcast. And here I am doing exactly that. Again, it's a bit weird for me, I won't lie, but hopefully I can warm up and get into it and give you guys some value or some answers that you've been looking for. Another thing, I've noticed that I never really done an introductionary episode. So some of my listeners might be actually listening but don't have a clue to who I am, why I started the podcast, what I do. So I'll give you a brief rundown, then I'll actually get into the question. So my name is Victor Sasanya. You might have heard that I've mentioned I'm a student, so I study economics in the University of Warwick. I'm in my final year, which means that I'll be graduating hopefully this year in a couple of months' time. So I'm currently in the period where week 5 of content, a lot of work. I have exams, 4 exams in summer. I have a dissertation to do. So yes, I am very occupied at the moment, but I'm going strong. I still wanted to start the podcast because I feel like it's going to help me. And this is actually one of the questions, so I might as well just get straight into it. So somebody asked, why did I start the podcast? And there are a few reasons to why I started the podcast. I think the first one was I wanted to basically take up another project. If you don't know me by now, I can't really sit still. As much as I as much as I am at university and I'm studying a degree and I'm occupied, I've always got to do something else because I feel like there's a lot of value. There's a lot of results that I can bring to the world with my skills. And podcasting is one thing that I wanted to pick up. I wanted to test it out. I wanted to get better at. Why? Because podcasting allows you to basically speak. And I'm a big fan of communication. I believe if we're talking about personal development, we're talking about self-development, getting better, etc., communication has to be at the heart of that. A lot of people don't know how to communicate, and a lot of people don't know how to communicate well. Now, I'm not saying I'm a perfect communicator, because like I said, this is my 8th take. I've even tried speaking and doing all sorts of different introductions, but it just didn't work. So I said, I'm just going to freestyle and not really have structure to this. But communication is something that I desire to get better at day in, day out. And why is that? I feel like, you know, there's around 8 billion people in the world and everybody is different. But once you master the art of communication, once you can speak to a variety of different people, I really believe this will help you in life, in every aspect of your life. And it certainly has helped me. So if you didn't know, for example, just a quick example. So I thankfully got an offer to work, a graduate offer to work this year in an investment bank in a trader's role. Now, I'm not saying that just came from communication alone. However, communication was a pivotal skill that allowed me to land this role. All the way from the interview process straight to actually receiving a job. Communication. How do you communicate in corporate settings? How do I communicate with my friends? How do I communicate with my family? And how do I basically communicate to anybody in the world, any human in the world? So starting this podcast basically was a platform for me to now speak to different guests and also learn how to communicate with different people. So this is episode 5. I think I've interviewed 4 different guests so far, and every single one of them is different. So that basically it prunes me in such a way that I need to improve how I communicate to each and every one of those guests to get the best out of the conversation. So that's number one. That's why I started this podcast. I wanted to increase my communication skills, and also doing these solo episodes. This is my first one. Hopefully I'm going to do so much more. This actually allows me to gather my thoughts in a clear space and talk and deliver them. And I think practice makes perfect. So this might not be perfect, but then again, it's just me speaking. Why does it need to be perfect? But I feel like this is a crucial reason why I started the podcast. The second reason why I started this podcast was to simply increase my network. So I just wanted to have conversations with so many different people. I feel like over the last couple of years, my outreach, should I say, like reaching out to new people, getting to know new people, building relationships and in terms of a social network has decreased. So when I was in sixth form, I think I was 16, 17, around year 12, that was the first time where my eyes opened. I think it's because I watched so many motivational videos. So if you guys don't know, Eric Thomas is one of the people, should I say, that really had a massive impact in my life from when I was young. And that was literally just from consuming his content on YouTube. So he used to do something called TGIM, Thank God It's Monday. And every Monday, he would basically get on YouTube and give a motivational message. Then he started speaking at schools, doing conferences for football teams. And listen, Eric Thomas, great man. So I used to listen to a lot of the videos. Then one thing I picked up from it is that you basically can't stay in your comfort zone. And a lot of people are actually comfortable. And we don't know, subconsciously, we actually don't know we're comfortable. Because if we talk to the same people every day, we're in the same friendship group every day, we don't really meet new people, right? We don't really go out to places where we're the minority, or we don't know anyone is a bit different from us. We get so comfortable. And when I was listening to Eric Thomas, one thing he sort of instilled into me is that to get out of your comfort zone, right? And the way he was out his comfort zone, he was like sleeping, he was homeless basically. So yeah, that's out your comfort zone already. But long story short is that I knew that I needed to get out of my comfort zone. So when I was in year 12, what I used to do is that I used to actually go on Eventbrite or go on meetup.com, and I used to just find events, like literally in London, random events, networking events, etc., book a ticket and go. And the reason I done that was to basically step out of my comfort zone. But little did I know, a couple years later, that would have a massive impact on my life. So from doing that, what I've been able to do is I've been able to step out of my comfort zone in the sense that I started to go to places where I didn't know anyone, I didn't know a thing. I was probably the youngest in the room, and you just literally had to pitch yourself, like network. I used to go to like what do they call it, like startup events. Like imagine booking like a startup event to raise finance for your company. So I'll book this ticket, I'll go there full well knowing that I have no company or business that needs finance, or I'm not here for VC sort of investing, but just to get into the room and to see people who are basically doing that. So in year 12, year 13, I went to a few of these events, and I basically started to increase my network. I went to shout out Austin. So me and Austin went to I think the Young Entrepreneurs event, some event in London, where we basically had dinner. There was a speaker, Chris, and that's the first time I met Austin. But I met a lot of cool people. We kept in contact. And I feel like in year 12, in my sixth form times, I was just like a network veteran. And that's the first time I made LinkedIn. Then from LinkedIn, I'm building my profile on LinkedIn. I'm reaching out to people. I'm learning about new people. So it was just like an exponential growth of me getting to know people. And I feel like that's what led me to get involved in so many projects, so many initiatives, and have so many fruitful relationships. Now, when I entered university, that sort of changed, because I felt like it's not just about the quantity of relationships, but it's also about the quality. And I felt like the quality of my relationships were going a bit downhill, because I knew so many people, and it was a bit hard to keep up in contact with every single one, especially as you grow older. I'm sure some of you can relate that you get a bit busier, or your time, you have to be really stringent in terms of time management. So one thing I quickly realized is that my network started to decrease. Like I wasn't actively trying to get to know people. That's just the honest truth. I was trying to nurture the relationships I had, and I'm still trying. It's still a task, it's still a process. However, quickly, just getting back to my point, the reason why I started this podcast, I feel like I'm at that stage in my life where I'm about to graduate soon. I'm about to enter the big bad world, as people call it. And I want to increase my network again. I want to start that process of getting to know different people. Now, not just anyone, but getting to know people that are of value. Getting to know people that are of value. And I think that's so important, because if you surround yourself with people who are of value, I think that you're in safe hands, right? You've heard that saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to spend crazy amounts of time with all of my guests, but I think starting this podcast will allow me to open that door to that potential relationship, will allow me to also open that door to potentially making good friends, making a good social network of high achievers, of people that are of value, of people that want to have great impact in the world, of people that can provide, that can give back, right? I'm a big fan of giving back. I'm a big fan of going out there and sharing what you have to give. Because I truly do believe we are humans, right? We are creation of God, and we all have a purpose. We all have a gift. We all have a skill. Now, it may take time for you to realize that, and it may take even more time for you to sharpen that, hone that. But I feel like we're all destined to give back, to basically use our skills, what we've been given, in order to provide good into the world. So me sitting down and with so many different people from a range of different industries, looking at, you know, where they've gotten to, I want to understand how they've actually got there. I want to understand, what was your philosophy like what did you think about your finances, about health, about this industry? How do you talk to people? What do you believe about the time you should go to sleep? Like, so many different things. I'm trying to basically pick up key themes and trends in people's lives to understand how they became valuable and how they're going to continue to provide value. So that's why I also started this podcast, and just sharing that with you guys, so you guys can also listen to that, so you can actually take tips and tricks. Like, I'm not saying you have to listen to every single episode, but if you are, you know, good on you. I hope it's actually adding to your growth, and you can pick out that key information. And this is why I also started the newsletter, because I believe that you can't just listen to something once. I don't know about you, but I don't listen to something once, and like, it's rare that I've listened to something once and it's changed my life. Normally, I listen to something once and I'm like, wow. Then I listen to it again and I'm like, wow, this is good. Then I probably listen to it a third time and poof, it's changed my life. So I know that not everybody will be listening to the episodes more than once. So I started a newsletter in case you want to read. But the newsletter is a form of consuming the same content, in terms of just with a different perspective, with me adding a bit more about what I thought about it and what are the key gems, the actual value and information that you guys can take from it. But I've sort of diverged from the question, but that's also why I started the podcast, is to interview these guests, to build my network, to bring out value, and to hopefully share that with you guys, so we can all grow and we can all get better. So the second question someone asks is, what was the catalyst that made you desire to be valuable over other things? You could simply choose to be influential, powerful, important, but you chose to be valuable. Why? Wow, that's a jam-packed question. No, that's good. Why did I choose to call the podcast valuable, and why did I choose to be valuable over, you know, influential, powerful, et cetera, et cetera? Okay, so where did this start? I think this started in 2020 during lockdown. So if some of you guys have been following me, you'll know that I actually started this whole valuable brand in lockdown with t-shirts, with a campaign actually. But where did it actually start from? Where did I actually get the name from? I think this has been something that was burning in terms of on my heart from a young age. So I grew up in Dagenham, East London. I went to school in Romford, but technically I was just always in Dagenham, East London. And when I was growing up, one thing I realized was people valued other people based on materialistic possessions and based on monetary worth. This was years ago, and not much has changed now. And I was in year 8, year 9, literally, how old am I? 14, 15. And I remember that in terms of the culture, the generation, we used to go to parties or go out, and literally people would literally place, like, they will value you based on what you're wearing. Like, you had to have the best clothes, the best shoes, the Giuseppe Zanotti's, the Balenciagas, the whatever shoes were popping back then. You know what I'm talking about, the red bottoms, etc. The LV pouches, the Gucci pouches, the Armani pouches. Those ones were really popular back in the day. Where I sort of scored anyway. But what I remember is that was what boys and girls used to basically value people. That was their worth. Literally, you could go somewhere and someone, the first impression of you is, okay, what are you wearing? Like, do you have any money, etc.? And that's how much you're worth. And I sort of had to grow up through that. Now, I actually didn't. I was very different growing up. Like, I actually never had, like, sort of designer crepes. Like, the mandem can actually vouch for me. I kept it very simple. Maybe that's partly because I couldn't afford them. So, I kept it very simple, very humble. I had 1-2 different sort of designer things, but even then I was wearing my brother's clothes. So most of that wasn't even mine. And that was sort of just to even fit in with the culture and what was going on. So growing up, when I was in sixth form, I sort of realized quickly that this is not how I wanted to live my life, because subconsciously, because that was going on around me, I had the same sort of thought process. So I used to just look at someone, whether that was online, whether that was in person, and I sort of made up my mind about you with just looking at you, basically. And I think that's such a wrong way to look at things now that I'm a bit mature, now that I'm a bit older. So I thought, okay, where does value actually come from? How can I actually, like, sort of, it sounds weird, I don't want to put a price tag on people, but where does your value come from? Right. And first of all, because I'm a Christian, I sort of realized, actually, you know, we're all valuable because our value, our worth comes from God. You know, God created us in his image. So we are basically, you know, those who are sons of God are all valuable. Right. That's sort of the foundation, the principle that I started to base my philosophies off of. Then I started to think, okay, what actually do I care about? What makes me think, wow, this person is of value? What makes me think this individual adds to life? Like, they create impact. There's shockwaves. There's something that they're doing, right? And I started to think, it's not so much about the money, because, you know, circumstance and chance happens to everybody. It's more so about what you can provide, right? And I feel like, again, that's not even have to do with money. Someone might come over and they can provide friendship. Someone might provide wisdom in terms of sound advice. Someone might provide counsel in terms of someone you can confide in. And I started to basically strip back everything I learned about what makes someone valuable and start to build it up again. And what I realized was the people who I used to hang out with, or the people who I wanted to hang out with, I wanted to be in their circles, I didn't want that anymore. I started to want to be around people who I thought were of substance, who carried something to give, who had a good character, right? And that happened in sixth form. This transformation happened in sixth form. And this is why I started to go out to networking events. This is why I started to look out for different people. I wanted to basically get a new network. I wanted to find people who are of value, who are of substance, who carried something that they can give to others, right? And it wasn't just in terms of how much money they had. It wasn't what they were wearing. And I promise you, as trivial as it sounds, this transformed my mind. It like, when I was on the bus or when I was on the train, I didn't just look down on people's feet and think, oh yeah, they have no use to me, right? And I'll tell you the truth transparently, that's sometimes what I used to think, like, oh wow, like, these creps are dirty, like, they clearly couldn't provide no value to me because I had these sort of trainers, I'm wearing this, etc., etc. And that's just a toxic way to think about things. So just to spin it back to the question, why did I create the podcast called, why did I name the podcast Valuable? So when I was on this journey and I started to understand, okay, what makes someone of value, I wanted to understand how they got there, essentially, because I listened to in fact, before I listened to this video, I read a book, and this book is profound. It's called Conversations with Millionaires, right? This is probably the best book I've ever read. I tell you the truth, you hear about Rich Dad Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich, so many different books to do with finance, entrepreneurship, personal development and financial independence, etc. But Conversation with Millionaires is an absolute game changer. This book is basically a book about millionaires, and a radio host sits down with each millionaire for each chapter and basically just asks them, what did you do to get £1 million, or what did you do to get to your position you're in today? After reading that book, I found out about a guy called Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn basically talked about that book, about how his mentor called Al Sharif told him something profound. And here's me reading the book as if I'm in the very room. So his mentor basically said, set a goal to earn £1 million or $1 million. And when you get there, give the $1 million away. Now, when I was reading that myself, I was like, why on earth would anybody do that? But what his mentor told him was that if you set that goal to obtain $1 million or £1 million, the reason why you can give it away is because in the process, in the journey to obtain that £1 million, you must have increased your value, the value you provide, right? So if you've learned those skills, if you've built up your character, if you've built up your resilience, you know, your mental ability, your the way you can handle resources, right? And use them to, in order to produce results or build, produce products or services, etc. It doesn't matter if you give away the £1 million. Why? Because it's not the £1 million that make you, it's the process. I don't want you guys to miss what I'm saying. So essentially, what he's saying is that we should all desire to go on a journey of personal development. And this is why people call it personal development or self-development. But what I call it is that we should go and on a journey to basically get better, become useful. In a nutshell, we should all go on a journey to become useful. Useful to the marketplace, he calls it, but what I call it, useful to the world. Like I said, what do you have inside of you? What are you carrying? What can you provide to the world? What can you provide to your company? What can you provide to your friends? What can you provide to Instagram, to social media? What are you doing that's of good? Right. And when he said this, I was like, wow, that's so good. Why? Because if you give away the £1 million, it's not the end of the world, because you've learned how to basically make that again. And that should be the most crucial thing. It's never always about the money, because I'm sure you guys have seen some people win the lottery, £50 million. Tell me why they're broke in the next month. They have no money, or they lost all their money. And I'm not saying it's the same case for every single person. Of course, like I said, circumstance and chance happens to all. However, some people have not had the pruning process. They've not had the process in order to develop the skills that they need to produce, to nurture, to have dominion and to steward those resources in terms of money, right? So I didn't want to be that person that happens to. Basically, I didn't want to be a hit and miss, right? I don't want to be that person that achieves success in any sort of way, but I don't know how to reproduce those results. And I think being of value, being someone who is valuable, is someone who is useful, but someone who can actually hone in their skills and ability to produce the same results. That is what I think someone of value is. Going back to the question again, so I don't sort of go on a tangent. So after I read this little snippet from the book, in fact, I've read the whole book many times, but after I read this, it struck something profound in me. It led me to actually go on this personal development journey. So this is why, if you look at my page, if you followed me on my journey, why am I so passionate about developing in terms of my communication skills, in terms of my emotional intelligence, in terms of how I handle or deal with other people, my teamwork skills, in terms of helping other people achieve their goals, in terms of vision? Because if I can improve my mental clarity in order to see what it's like in a month times and a year's times and 7 years time, and I can forecast and project and plan, that can help me. Because if I am now blessed with some sort of money, if I'm blessed with fame, if I'm blessed with success, right, I won't just go and lose it all. Why? Because I've had that stability in the process. I'm developing myself to get better. So this is why I'm passionate about personal development. And this is why I'm passionate about becoming a man of value. I heard another quote that said, if you were to lose all your money today, how much would you be worth? And again, profound effect. Think about that. If I was to take, if God forbid, but let's say that there's a tsunami or an event where everyone lost everything they had, all their money, right? Think about it. All their money, their clothes, their house. If you lost everything today, how much would you be worth? Now, some people will say zero. Now, I bet you in that scenario, there'll be some people, there'll be a group of people who will do what? They'll basically build up again. Whatever resources that's left after the tsunami, whatever happens, they'll basically use their mental ability, everything they've learned in the process, their value. Because they're a man of value, man or woman of value, they're able to reproduce results, right? Then there's some people who'll be just be confused, or some people will just be thinking, wow, like I don't have anything anymore. I'm not really worth anything. My money's gone. How much am I worth? I don't know. How much do I have in my bank account? There's nothing there. There's zero, right? So when I heard that saying, like, I really had an introspective moment. I really sat down and I really thought to myself, I don't want to be that latter group. I don't want to be the group that if you took away my clothes, if you took away my money, if you took away everything, I don't know how much I'm worth. I believe I have inherent value, something that can't fade away, that can't disappear. So when I apply that, right, to the world in terms of the inherent value I have, but how can I apply that to bring about tangible results? How can I apply that to bring food into the house? How can I apply that to bring wages in, you know, high wages that I can pay for bills? How can I apply that to build businesses? How can I apply that to service other people? I have to think about my gifts and my talents, right? So that's what was so profound to me. And when I sort of went through this deep dive of these books and these questions and thinking to myself, I said, wow, what if other people can also hear about this, right? And I started to think, how can I get this out? And I thought, okay, I actually desire to be a man of value than I do to be a millionaire or billionaire. Why? Because although I'm saying money's not bad, money's not bad. Money's not evil, right? You know, it's not bad to be a billionaire, a millionaire. But how bad would it be if I'm a billionaire with no skills to handle the wealth? You know, someone can be a billionaire and cause destruction. Does that make sense? So I desire to be a man of value, because what I do know is if I can personally develop myself every single day to become useful, right? Again, being valuable means you are useful. If I can be valuable and I've become useful, then no matter what happens, I know that I will not go hungry, if that makes sense. I know that I can fend my way. I'll make sure that I'm in a place where my value, my use can be applied and it can bring about great things and, you know, benefit the greater good, should I say. So now I start to think about, who can I interview? Who can I talk to? Who can I have a conversation where they can break down how they became valuable? And this is why I named the podcast Valuable, because I want to sit down with people and understand their stories, understand their journeys, how they became useful. Because the people that I interview or the people that I have a conversation with, they're from a range of different industries. Now, one person might be useful to a certain sector, but not useful in another sector. And that's completely fine. And this is why I'm doing this. I want to know, what did you do? What's your philosophies about finance, about health, about waking up or going to bed? What time do you do that? What do you think about networking? What do you think about building a business? What do you think about caring for others? Like, I want to understand the people behind what they do, and this will give me much more insight into the key trends and the key themes that allowed them to become more valuable. Because at the end of the day, what we see in this world is people get rewarded for their use. Right. This is what Jim Rohn was saying, right? Your wages is correlated to how much value you provide to that specific marketplace. Now, I'm not saying that people who don't have money, it's not a one shoe fits all. I'm not saying people who don't have money are not useful. They're not valuable. They might not be useful in a specific context. And that can be down to privileges. That can be down to circumstances and chance. Like, put it simply, let me put it this way. Imagine, let's take it back to school days. So imagine you're in school and there's a football team, or there's a football game. There's two teams. There's two captains. What happens? Let's get real. So this actually happened to me, so it's quite funny. So there's two captains, and what happens? The two captains basically pick their team. So we live in a world where there's two football teams. Let's just say that there are two companies, and each captain is the CEO of the company, and each captain starts to pick their team. So captain one picks the first pick, captain two picks the next pick, captain one picks the second pick, etc., etc. You get the point of what I'm trying to say. Now, the first pick will be the person who is of most use to the team. Do you understand that? This is what actually happens. The first pick will be the person who is most useful to the team. Why? Because they're valuable. They can provide value to that team. Then the second pick will be the second person who's most useful to the team. Now, not to say that the last person getting picked has no value, is that in that specific area, in that niche, in that sector, in that market, in that industry, their gifts, their skills, their talents might not be as useful. It might not correlate to a higher reward, i.e. being the first pick. That's completely fine. What I'm trying to get in that is saying that we are all valuable, right? We're all of use. However, what I'm trying to do on this podcast, I'm trying to understand, how do people become of use to a certain industry? How do you become of use to a certain market? How do you become of use to a certain people, to a certain organization, to a certain society? And doing that will allow you guys as well, the listeners, to pick up certain tips and tricks so you can actually use that on your journey. Maybe you wanted to be this doctor. Maybe you wanted to be this athlete. Maybe you wanted to be this great businesswoman or businessman. How do you become valuable? How do you become useful? And this is the information that I really want to basically gather. And this is a journey, like I said. It's not going to take me a couple of weeks. It's going to take me years. And that's if I have the endurance and I'm granted the grace to continue running this podcast. However, even behind the scenes, not even talking about the podcast now, I do this day to day. I'm really interested in people and I want to understand how they got to a certain area. And I think it requires that deep reflection. It requires that asking of questions. It requires that conversation to understand how people get there. Now, I'm so sorry. I mean, I've sort of went deep into it. If I've lost you, if you're confused, apologies. But I thought I wanted to answer that question with a bit of substance. Yes, I hope I actually answered the question. Like I said, this is my first time doing a solo podcast, so this might be waffle to some, it might be useful to others. But that is why I named the podcast Valuable. Just to wrap it up, essentially, I want to sit down with people who are useful in different sectors, who are useful in life, who even know. I think the most important thing is they know how they became useful, because that is something that we just completely miss. Honestly, we completely miss. And I'm telling you the truth because it applies to me. Like, some people ask me, how did you do this, right? I've had people asking me to mentor them. Oh, Victor, can you mentor me? I've had people wanting to pay me for mentorship. In fact, and I even do some of it sometimes when the timetable permits. And I've had offers, like I said, from jobs. I've had companies, organizations ask me to speak at their events. I've went into schools. I've spoken at different schools in terms of assemblies to motivate the kids, to give them the information. So I can already see that people think I'm useful in certain industries, but it's actually, when you really think about it, I think, wow, how did I actually get here? And it takes a deep dive. It takes a deep think to think about, how did you become useful? But this is just the second question. I've not even got to, I think there's around seven more questions, but I've spent a lot of time on this question, but I hope that makes more sense in terms of why I named the podcast Valuable. I guess I tried to answer it. I don't know if I was very much clear, but I hope you guys understand to some aspect. Hopefully, as I get more into this solo podcasting, I'll be able to communicate my ideas more effectively to you to understand. But yeah, let me just end it here. I'm going to answer the other questions on another episode. So if you're listening, if you like this, make sure to... yeah, make sure to stay tuned for when I drop the next episode answering more of your questions, because I do have much more questions to go through. And if you have a question and you think that you would like me to answer it in a bit more depth, please don't hesitate to message me. Again, you can find this podcast at Valuable Podcast on Instagram, or you can email me at valuablepodcast@gmail.com, or you can subscribe to the newsletter, www.valuablepodcast.com, and find out much more about myself, about why I started a podcast, and just ask any questions that you guys want, and hopefully I can answer it. And stay tuned for what we have to come next in terms of guests. I've had a couple of very exciting, interesting, highly valued individuals on the podcast, so I'm so excited for you guys to hear that conversation and use that use that information, use those insights in order to increase the value you provide and become more useful to provide good into the world. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social media at Valuable Podcast. Last but not least, for exclusive detailed content, sign up for the weekly newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.